Welcome to the Elevate Life Project with your host, Michael Cohan. At the Elevate Life Project, we are dedicated to inspiring people to achieve their goals and live their dreams to their highest potential. Aim higher. Elevate your life. Welcome to another episode of the Elevate Life Project. I hope everyone is doing well. I don't know about you, but for some reason, every once in a while, I feel like my tasks, my goals, the things I want to accomplish in life sometimes feel out of reach, overwhelming, get exhausted. I feel like giving up at times. And how I push through isn't always about willpower. It isn't always about the desire. For me, sometimes it's about taking one thing one day at a time. It's really the secret that when I wake up in the morning, I try to take that mindset of taking one day at a time to do my best. And at the end of the day, when I go to bed at night, I try to go to sleep knowing that I did the best for today. That I would just focus on the day. That day takes care of everything else. And so today I want to talk to you about the magic of taking things one day at a time. Alcoholic Anonymous encourages its members to take things one day at a time. So why don't we? Because otherwise, attempting to do too much too soon can interfere with achieving sobriety or really any major goal. Look, it's natural to become overwhelmed if you try to imagine giving up alcohol or any powerful habit on a permanent basis. It's less distressing to think in terms of drinking just water for the next 24 hours or skipping a single happy hour. Similarly, if you expect to go directly from being a couch potato, which I don't know about you, but there are days when I feel like being a couch potato, to running a marathon, you might give up even before you finish your first mile. Now, with any goal, you're more likely to succeed with a gradual approach that allows you to boost your confidence and motivation. You need to see what happens when you keep your focus on the present. And so for today, I want to talk about how to live one day at a time. The first thing you need to do is to set priorities. Priorities are the most important part of your life, because when you figure out what's important to you and what you want to achieve, start with the areas that will have the most significant impact on the quality of your life, or pick something that will give you an easy victory to build upon. And priorities help create and set the day so you can succeed. Because once you have your priorities, you can create a timeline, and you're more likely to follow through with a commitment if you specify the time period. So you need to aim to stop complaining for a single day or even an hour. So once you set your priorities and you've created a timeline, you need to limit distractions. You need to stay focused on your goals. Write them down to make them more concrete. Think about the purpose behind your actions and change your environment if necessary so that you can set and live the dream life that you always wanted. The hard part is perseverance. And you need to persevere through obstacles. You need to plan ahead for what to do in case of setbacks. If you slip up, which will happen because we all make mistakes, the key is to forgive yourself and move on. So then you can then celebrate your results. Because one of the advantages of a short time frame is that you can see the outcome quickly. Thank yourself or use a tangible reward, like a spa day or a fancy coffee drink or a nice breakfast at a diner. And then you evaluate your progress. Stick to your plans to be flexible. Adjust your strategy may help you to achieve more. So here are some examples of daily resolutions. Consume one more vegetable. Do one thing to upgrade your diet. An easy place to start is adding one more serving of vegetables or fruit. Drink a kale smoothie for breakfast or have a salad with lunch. Ride your bike. Set aside time for a physical activity you enjoy. Invite a friend to join you for a bike ride after dinner or play a game of tennis in the morning before work. Go to bed early. Do you struggle to get enough sleep or grow weary during the day? I do sometimes. You need to move your bedtime back 15 minutes each night until you can wake up naturally feeling refreshed. As always, practice gratitude with your partner. Let your significant other know how much you appreciate them. Tell them what you admire about them or cook them their favorite meal. Read to your kids. Spend quality time with your children. Read them a story before bed or help them with their homework. Turn off the TV. It's a waste of time. So you can do arts and crafts or play catch outdoors. Take a class. Learn something new each day. Sign up for a course online. Listen to a foreign language learning app while you're brewing coffee or soaking in the tub. And remember to take time to reflect and pray or meditate. Cultivate your spirituality. Start with 5 minutes of quiet reflection and gradually increase the time if that feels comfortable. Visit your library or browse online for inspiring texts to read. Remember that long journeys begin with a single step. If thinking too far ahead leaves you feeling like your goals are out of reach, shorten your perspective. Focus on what you can do each day, today. The choices you make now build momentum for making lasting change. Thank you for listening to the Elevate Life Project. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you like our show, please write us a review. By writing us a review, you will help raise our profile so more people can find our show. Links to our sponsors and other tools can be found in our show notes, along with other useful information. For more information on our coaching classes, please visit our website at elevatelifeproject.com and sign up for our newsletter. Remember, aim higher, elevate your life.